Audio file lesson 49. The fiery furnace. The message. When we remain faithful to God, we will experience His help. The Bible test. Daniel chapter 2, verse 49. Chapter 3. Verses 1 to 7, verses 13 to 19, and verses 23 to 29. The story. Daniel became an important person in the king's court. He asked the king to put Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in charge over the affairs of Babylon. One day, King Nebuchadnezzar had a large golden image made, which was placed in Dura, a province of Babylon. The king called all the important people in the country together. He ordered the people to fall down and worship the image every time they heard horns, harps, trumpets, and all kinds of other instruments. King Nebuchadnezzar decreed, "Anyone who does not worship the image will be thrown into the fiery furnace." When the horns sounded and the harps rang, everyone threw themselves down onto the ground before the image and worshipped it. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to worship the idol. Several men reported to the king, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are not following your orders. They do not honor your gods and they will not worship the golden image." The king became very angry and had the three men brought to him. He threatened them, "If you refuse to worship the image, you will be thrown into the fiery furnace. And then we will see if your God helps you." The three young men remained faithful to God. They said, "Our God can save us from the furnace and from you. Even if he does not, we will still not worship any other god." King Nebuchadnezzar had the furnace heated 7 times hotter than usual. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were chained and thrown into the furnace. After a while, the king suddenly jumped up. Greatly disturbed, he asked, "Did we not throw three men into the furnace? I can see 4 men walking about in the fire, free and unharmed." He went closer to the furnace and told Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to come out. They came out, and not one hair was singed, and their clothes were not burned. The king said, "Praise be to your God who sent his angel. You trusted in him, and he saved you. From now on, no one should make any hateful remarks about your God. Anyone who does will be punished. There is no other God who can save like this. Suggestions for the teacher. Lead in. Show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see, what they feel. Let them play the story in a role play. Instruct them before. Provide disguise or fancy dress, a blanket for the protection of the three. Begin telling the story. Discuss with the children. One, what do you think? Why Daniel's friends do not bow down before the statue? Expected answer. The first commandment says, you shall have no other gods before me. Two, what happens in the fiery furnace? Expected answer. There are four men walking around in the fire. Three, who is the fourth man? Expected answer, God's angel. Four, why is there an angel in the furnace? Expected answer, to protect all. Have the children repeat. One, God sends an angel to protect Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Two, we trust in God even when the consequences could be a personal disadvantage. Three, we should only worship God. Real life application by explaining the following. One, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did not let the people influence them in their worship. Two, we also remain faithful. Three, the angel protected the men in their difficulty. Four, angels also protect us today. Five, ask the children to tell experiences of how they were protected by an angel. Finally, repeat the message. When we remain faithful to God, we will experience His help.